It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing. Something's happening in the world. Your vote will decide who answers that call. Whether it's someone who already knows the world's leaders, knows the military, someone tested and ready to lead in a dangerous world. It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. Who do you want answering the phone?
Food is not love.
Welcome to the only Toddcast that matters. Food is not love, starring Disco Sneakers and Robbie Danger.
Go! Turn your speakers up for just your iPod. We're getting suited up, turning our mics on. We're activated, food is not love. We're activated, food is not love. Robbie,
I'ma punch a cop in the face with my fist, kick him in the balls with my dick. Hey baby, I love you, Brady.
Check out my hunky ass.
Food is not love.
Kiss my tart cast.
Food is not love.
Oh!
Did you just say you're gonna kick someone in the balls with your dick?
Oh!
My dick wears a shoe.
Dick Jordan.
I'm gonna do bumps with Dakota Fanning and Port Authority.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Holy shit, what are you talking about Dakota Fanning?
It's time to start the show, so let's just move on.
Really?
Yay! Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 14.
Yay, avoidance. That should be the name of this episode.
Well, I just think she's going to hit the wall.
Well, welcome to Food Is Not Love.
I'm joyfully awaiting her decline.
And I'm Robbie Danger.
She's going to go to rehab.
Leave that poor little girl alone.
She's going to be a drug addicted
she's
little
fine.
Slut.
She's like going to Harvard, dude. She's fine.
She's going to rehab.
She is not a slut. Don't say she's a slut.
She's a dirty, filthy drug addict in the making. You'll see. You could see it in her eyes. You could see it in her
Why
eyes.
Why are you like a pimp of destitution?
I am a prophet.
You're a prophet of destitution?
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
I smell death. I smell failure.
I smell a downward spiral.
Wow.
Hey, everybody.
That's Disco Sneakers over there.
That's right. Welcome to episode 14.
1-4.
In episode 14, I would like to finish a conversation we had last week, only briefly.
You know what? To be honest, I was done with that conversation.
Well, let's let the audience let in on what the conversation we're talking about.
Okay, so we were discussing Law & Order SVU.
Special Victims Unit.
Yes, it's very emotional. Show on lots
television.
Of rape.
Yes.
Rapity, rape, rape, rape.
Yeah, yeah. Like what's going to happen to Dakota Fanning?
Oh, leave her alone. Leave that poor girl alone.
Yeah. I can see the future.
She's not turning out into Britney Spears. Leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we were having a discussion about SVU versus the normal Law & Order. And, you know, you were trying to defend their choices of using Richard Belzer and Ice-T.
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup of Justice.
All I can say is I just see them. I don't see characters. I see them.
And you don't have to see
yes,
characters.
I do. No, yes,
you
I
don't.
Do. Yes, that's the whole point of watching television. If everyone were just not actors, it's like, what, Jay Leno's just hanging out? It's like, hey, everybody, what's going on?
Yeah. You know,
he's on Law
&
Order.
That way.
You want him to be on Law & Order, too?
This is why reality television is
if
so
you
big.
Saw, like, okay, point of fact. If you saw Jay Leno on Law & Order, would you see a character or would you see Jay Leno?
I would see Jay Leno, who probably killed someone.
Hey,
because
everybody.
Whenever there's a celebrity
right.
on the show, they're the guilty one.
That's right.
Right.
Whenever you see a celebrity, you know they did something wrong. You know they're a part of it. You know they're guilty. I look at it, you know, Chris Maloney, Mariska Hargitay, they're well-known actors.
It's a weird
and actresses,
Dutch name.
Right?
Right.
But you haven't seen them in 50 other things. You know, you haven't seen
True.
Them in a rap video. You haven't seen them on stage.
Yeah, but you know
stand-up.
I can argue that in The Sopranos, when Joey Pants was on The Sopranos, I didn't see the character. I saw Joey Pants. But you know what?
You know, I agree with that. I did too.
Right. But when I see Ice-T and Richard Belzer,
you see candy.
I okay. see magic.
Okay.
I see criminals that are about to go down.
I see Ice-T's line of clothing. I see his rap video. I see his energy drink.
He hasn't rapped, first of all, in like 20 years.
It doesn't matter.
And you know what?
Then, by your logic, then, if Biggie Smalls were resurrected from a necromancer.
Oh, don't do this.
And
don't
Biggie
do
Smalls
this.
Went to say, I don't know, ER, and he's like, hey, y'all, what's up? Someone looked like they got their neck cut, son.
I would totally watch it.
I would watch it too. I'm just saying.
Of course you would.
You'd be like, oh, look, that's Biggie Smalls, the rapper. That's Ice-T, the rapper.
No, you don't know that. You're making a huge assumption. Like maybe Biggie Smalls couldn't act. And it's really fucked up how ill you're speaking of the dead.
I love him.
I do. I do love
no,
Biggie.
No, I really do. No, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
But anyway, back to the argument.
Yeah.
Ice-T and Richard Belzer is the best Justice combination on television.
They really are. I don't know how I feel about
Richard Belzer is a haunted character. Really, really sad.
You know what?
Because he's past. That's horrible.
The other thing about Richard Belzer.
You couldn't understand Richard Belzer, so why are you speaking of him?
The other thing that bothers me about Richard Belzer is the sunglasses. Because whenever he did stand up, he always wore his sunglasses. He wrote in his contract, I want to wear my sunglasses. You never see
him. Not everybody remembers his stand up.
I know. I'm just saying. Hey, look, you know what? Those people, they don't matter.
Was it Heraclitus who said you couldn't step in the same river twice?
Are you Sophocles? Sophocles sneakers?
That's right. Just saying.
We got to move on.
Might have
been. We have so much show today. We can't be bogged down by this.
No.
I feel stifled by you right now.
But I will mention that Bree's cousin.
Yes,
Katie. Sides with me. Katie sides with me.
Well,
in this
you know
argument.
What? With all her 19 years of wisdom, congratulations.
Oh, I love how you belittle the youth. You're like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you're like Hillary using that small Mexican boy for validation.
How dare you? How dare
I was slinging mud
you
at your face.
How dare you? Well, what do we have going on the show today?
All right. Well, we have several guests today. And by several, I think I just mean one. Tim DePower.
Tim DePower. Tim the Muse.
Tim our clay. He's our clay man.
I hate to bring this back, but you know, in every different thing that we use Tim for, do you see Tim or do you see the character that Tim is playing?
To be frank? I see the character Tim's playing.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
He's a better actor than Richard Belzer.
Yes, he is.
You are a liar. You're a liar. You were backed in the corner and you got out with a lie.
So Tim DePower's on today. We have Ask Chloe's Boobs.
Oh, yeah. Ask Chloe's Boobs. Yay.
Is she giving you the eye? Let's just move on.
Yeah, let's just move on. I'm not looking in the booth at all.
We're going to be talking with those boobs a lot. Yeah. Our World in Peril,
yes,
will be coming up.
Yep, and the return, the triumphant return of fucking Dirty Rotten Gossip.
It's
and I know
scandalous.
You guys miss it. But let's get to a commercial. We'll come right back with Tim DePower, and we'll talk about the video that we're in.
We'll be right back.
This Saturday night, the House of Shiloh is embarrassed to present Bob Rosenberg with his fancy Casio keyboard, performing with Tim DePower.
First, when there's nothing but a slow, glowing dream that your fear seems too high.
Everybody.
Blah.
And you know what? It's time for our first in-studio guest ever on Food Is Not Love.
Yay.
Welcome. Yeah, there he is. Tim DePower. Tim the Muse.
Hey, Tim, how you bitches doing?
Which one?
I don't know. I saw you talking out there on the phone.
Tim the womanizer.
Yeah.
We are not supposed to talk about that.
Are we not allowed to talk about that?
Well, okay, go ahead.
That was a lot of resistance.
I know, we twisted his arm.
Well, I mean, I don't know, we were just, you know, we just know you talked to a few ladies.
The greatest thing ever is once I was on the phone with Tim and I was like, you know, hey Tim, what are you doing? I'm dating this colored girl today. She's really pretty.
Very beautiful purple, by the way, I should add.
My favorite
colored
thing was,
girl.
My favorite thing was when I, yeah, we got that joke. My favorite thing was when...
He's quit.
Was when we went to your MySpace page and there were nothing but women on there.
Damn it.
So as you know, now we are big, famous video stars.
Right.
We are big rock and rollers with a hot new music video out.
We're so big our website went down today. All that traffic.
That's right. Our servers just went.
Yes.
But Tim, it could be said Tim is the star of the video.
Sure, we can say it.
Yeah. We don't like it when anybody else says it.
No.
But Tim is the star of the video. So what did you think about the video?
Well, did someone tell you that they thought I was the star?
In my imagination, yeah.
Did you pull this rabbit out of your ass?
Oh, Chloe raised her hand. Chloe thinks you are the star of the video.
I'm the star?
Yeah. In fact, Jessica Alba, if she were to see the video, she'd be like, who's that guy with the bleak,
with the tongue,
curly hair and the tongue?
Yeah, like
definitely.
Curly, I like that big curly bush.
Mm.
Oh, God.
I think Tim kind of got parts of Tim kind of woke up over there. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So anyway, the making of the video.
Jessica.
So you want to talk about your day of shooting?
Really?
Tim's day of shooting. We'll talk about our days of shooting.
Really confusing. I done all
it was confusing?
Yeah, I done all these shots. 2.5 hours of professional work out of me, and 3 shots in a video.
You know what, man?
What was the flash? You know what was the flash? Oh, that was Tim.
You know what? Sometimes shit just gets cut to the editing room floor. Welcome to Hollywood.
We like to use our magic sparingly.
Yeah.
Is what that happened?
You're saving the best for last.
Here's the thing. To be perfectly honest, we were afraid. If we put too much of you in the video, it would take away from us.
Yeah, we'd be completely overshadowed.
And so we were
the
you know,
same words I said.
Honestly, not even kidding. If it were 4 shots, it would have been too much. 4 shots,
you wouldn't even remember
show.
Me and Rob were even in the
nope.
video.
You would have skyrocketed to the top.
It was really cool. All the neighbors coming out watching. What are y'all doing?
Filming a video.
We don't know.
We knew.
We didn't know. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
You were just waiting on Jessica Alba the whole time in a pizza. Neither of which came.
Pregnant bitch. I
wanted
to. Oh,
that's not nice.
I wanted to be the one.
Her unborn fetus is offended.
I used to. Well, never
wait, mind. Wait. Oh no. You used to.
I
want.
Used to think of Jessica and just have my way at night. But I hope she hears me.
I'll tell you what. I guarantee she's listening right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Should I give her my number?
We have
yes.
a direct.
Yes. What is your phone number?
Yeah, give it out.
678.
So we got to talk about our days of shooting also.
Right. Yeah, we, to put it.
It was miserable. Let's just
say,
get right to
mildly,
it.
It was like we shot in a tundra.
It was horrible. It was like 6-7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I made us wake up that early because we needed to get stuff done.
Yeah, you're the fucking hardest director to work with. Can I just tell you?
I know, yeah.
You are though. You're like 6 a.m. we got to be in makeup. 7 o'clock we got to be at the building. 8 o'clock we got to be. And I'm like looking at this agenda, going, "Holy shit! He wants to wrap this video in 2 days."
Yeah.
And we did. We got shot in 2 days. And let me point out the reason why it even went to the second day is because Tim didn't show up the first day.
I wasn't going to mention that. I was going to let it slide.
Well, Tim had good reasons.
Go ahead. What was Tim's
what was
good reason?
Good reason. Yeah.
The weather sucked. It was too cold.
Yeah, Tim couldn't return the phone call. Like, where the fuck are you, dude?
It was fucking raining.
The rain was impeding his cell phone signal.
Right. Yeah, but our asses were up there on a rooftop.
Right. Yeah,
in
the we were
on. Rain.
Now let me just say, there was so much wind
yeah.
and so much rain shooting into my eyeballs. It was very unpleasant.
No, it was horrible.
Yes,
but, I couldn't
you know,
tell though. I couldn't tell.
I'm going to write a song about it in my new album called "Tougher Than Tim."
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nonfiction, right?
So we did the video.
So we do that. And then, yeah, so we're on the rooftop. That was unpleasant. And then
we
got
to
go
shout
to
out our extras who were in the rooftop shots.
Go ahead.
Well, you know,
maybe we should do this
sort of like go shot by shot.
Okay.
Okay. The rooftop shots. 6 a.m. Six?
Yes.
No, okay, 6 a.m.
About.
The sun hadn't come up yet.
No.
When it did come up, it landed right on you.
Yes.
Which was the last shot in the video. Our extras, Ben, his wife Melissa, Jessica, who is the older woman, and Andrew. We could tell the fucking Andrew story.
Yeah, Andrew was drunk the night before, and he came up. He's like, don't feel very good, but I'm going to take a shower and wash off the drunk. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Took him like a half hour to get back upstairs.
No, but all of us and the extras are waiting for
right.
this one kid to come
right.
back, and when you watch the video, he's not even lip syncing.
Yeah.
He's like, Jessica, what? And he kind of raises his arm like in some weird direction.
He forgot where he was. Give the kid a break. He was drinking.
And then the manager of Starbucks actually lived in that building.
Yes.
His name is Fred Cobb, and he took really good care of us.
Fred brought us, pastries and coffee and Dakota Fanning and...
it was like... Craft Services showed up and made sure us and all of our extras were fed. So we definitely have to shout out Fred Cobb from the 1421 Peachtree Street Starbucks. Thank you, Fred.
I missed out on the coffee.
Yeah, you missed
the
it.
Donuts.
You missed everything.
Yeah, you could have had some had you shown up.
The guy
you were supposed to show up. Yeah. And then let's
so then we go to the movie theater, and a friend of mine, Jay, actually hooked me up with this. We shot at the Starlight 6, which is one of the oldest drive-in movie theaters in the country now.
Yeah.
It's actually run by carnies. I'm not even kidding. Like, they're very scary inbred people.
Are they?
Extremely.
I wouldn't talk to them.
No. You don't look directly at them.
I was sitting in my French trailer going, you come get me when it's my turn
to come out. Porno movies there?
No.
They don't show real movies.
I'm thinking of some other place. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the porno.
We actually had the pleasure of seeing one of the shittiest movies ever there, American Gangster.
Yeah.
But everybody recognizes that.
What?
That drive-in.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an iconic place.
It is, actually, yeah. So, yeah, so they were very nice allowing us to, shoot there. And then, of course, the wind shooting into our eyes on a street with cars blowing by was excellent.
I should also mention there's a painting, like a mural, that includes – it's supposed to be like from old cult movies and stuff. And Tor Sitana's in
exactly.
that painting.
Yes.
But also, that was the most miserable part of the shoot.
Yes.
Was the drive-in theater.
Very unpleasant.
Because at that point, the sun had come up. We'd already done the rooftop shots. But the wind was unbearable. So, like, the first shot, we're like, you know, whatever the words are. And we're walking towards the camera. That's not acting. That's us going, when the fuck is this going to be over? And Jerry, our cinematographer on that particular video, who Rob was rude enough to completely neglect.
we were just getting to
made
it.
Made us do it over. And over and over
again.
Well,
Jerry actually, he likes making me hurt. We probably had it right the first take. So
that was miserable. But then the rap shots were really fun.
The rap shots were fun. I mean, everything was fun, except for, you know, the cold.
Yeah.
So subtract cold, it would have been all right.
So then day two, we get Tim, and then that location, which is actually right next door to my house.
Right.
That little hut is in my neighbor's yard.
MapQuest this. You ready? I'm going to tell you exactly where it is.
Good. You go ahead.
Yeah. Go right ahead. We won't stop you.
I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
Ever.
Right.
That shot was really fun to get. The performance shot we had a blast doing. That and the rap shots are my favorite shots as far as how much fun they were.
Oh, yeah. And during the rap shot, Disco put his hip into my back
while he was
doing a move. He tried to do some sort of somersault move like around my back so we could, you know, be going back and forth.
I think that's actually the take he used.
It might have been. But yeah, he put his hip right into the lower part of my back. It basically killed me and paralyzed me.
One of my favorite shots.
I'm now Christopher Reeve.
Oh, it was horrible. Like, we had to stop. He was just like, ow.
Listen to me move now.
That's like a Christopher Reeve push-up.
Right.
All right, you know what? I want to thank our first guest ever in the studio.
Yay. Thank you, Tim.
It's been a lot of fun, guys. Thanks.
Our boy Tim. He'll be back several times, I think.
Well, he's our mascot in our war against everything.
That's absolutely true.
We should make a flag. We'll make a Food Is Not Love flag with that picture of him and the golden wig on. That'd be awesome.
He is. We fly the flag of Tim.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of Tim.
You know what? Several ladies who I'm not sure are legal do. What the hell was that?
What was that?
What was that noise?
Wait, you know what? I think I know what that is.
I think I might know too.
It's time for Ask Chloe's Boobs.
Yay! You know what? Tim, why don't we switch seats while we get our producer in here? You can sit in on the segment, sure. Chloe, why don't you come in here? You didn't tell her, did you?
No.
No. It's time to ask Chloe's Boobs. They're smart. Hey, Chloe.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
She's thrilled.
Just getting her headphones on.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you scoot up to the mic there, sweetheart?
Why are you being so nice?
I'm being so nice because we got a little segment that our audience helped us with, and it involves your boobs.
My boobs.
Your boobs, yeah.
It's actually called Ask Chloe's Boobs.
Yeah, we actually got questions sent in from the audience.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Your boobs have very, very...
They're wise beyond their years.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
If you were to cut one, you would see the many rings inside like a tree.
Like the experience worn by the oak.
Yes.
I'm like a poet.
It's like an old
Walt Whitman just then.
Yeah. Oh, that was nice.
Thank you. So,
do I have a say in whether...
No.
No.
So, do you have the first question?
I believe I do.
Okay. So let's ask the question.
Well, Jake from...
Tim is just making fucking hand signs. Oh, God damn it. It's like Chloe's boobs are represented here by my hands. It was like you're playing a big accordion. That's what that looked like.
Lord. All right, so well, let's see. Who was this? This was Jake from Wisconsin. He writes, "Dear Chloe's boobs."
Yay, Jake!
Thank you for writing, Jake. Jake writes, "Dear Chloe's boobs. I'm 5'2". I'm a 25-year-old guy, and you know, I don't like being short. Do women, you know, really have a problem with this? Because I kind of feel self-conscious."
Well, Jake. Shout out to Wisconsin, and you know what? Be sure to vote this weekend. But I just want to tell you that some women have prejudice against shorter men, but I don't believe Chloe does at all. Chloe will pretty much sleep with any guy.
What?
And
my boob wouldn't say that. And why does my boob sound like a man?
I don't know. You gotta ask your boob. I don't know. But
do you have a question for your own boobs?
No, I don't. I think this whole thing is fucking appalling.
So anyway, like I was saying, Jake,
don't interrupt
from
your tits when they're talking.
I would just walk through life with the confidence that you already have. You just keep on being you. Well, that's sound advice.
That's a good. Oh, thank you, Chloe's boob. Sweet CB, boob. Chloe's boobs.
That's CB, a very like sweet it. Boobie. Why am I getting a dirty
you're
look?
An asshole.
Why am I getting a dirty look?
So we have another question from from Rob.
Oh wait, I got who do you got it from?
It's a guy named Rob, not me. It really isn't me. It's a guy named Rob. He's from Colorado. He writes in and says, "Chloe's boobs. I'm a Democrat and I'm really torn. I don't know who to vote for. Do I vote Hillary or do I vote Obama? What would you do in my position?"
Well, Rob, let me tell you. Colorado, shout out to the mountain peaks and the very cold weather that exists there in Colorado.
I like that you like mountains.
I do like mountains because I resemble them.
Right.
But anyway, I just would like to mention that it is my personal philosophy in the world of this current political season that you should vote for Barack Obama. Wow, you got an endorsement. Barack Obama from Chloe's boobs. Look at that.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, I got a question.
Okay.
Okay, who is this? Lena from Canada.
Oh, wow.
Wants to know. From Chloe's boobs.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe the stimulus package that the president is proposing will actually help? I'm impressed that a Canadian is that curious about anything that happens with our American
system. Yeah, I didn't know they had email up there.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Lena. Nah, I'm glad that you asked that question.
That's the left boob talking now.
My boob's not the most hideous voice.
Let me field this question, righty. Well, basically, the stimulus package isn't going to be worth a damn, mainly because, well, $300 can't quite buy what it used to buy. So,
your left boob is a southern black man.
I don't.
It pretty much
right
is a southern
boob
black
is
man.
A tranny. Like,
oh, hey,
understand.
You know what? Bree's calling during this segment. Let me say hi to my honey real quick.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. We're in the middle of a bit.
Hey, yeah, we're in the middle. We're actually talking to Chloe's boobs right now.
Yeah, ask her if she has a question.
Do you have a. Yeah, yeah, we're doing our segment, our new segment called Ask Chloe's Boobs.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Do you have
Rob
a question
Rob was actually
for Chloe's
licking
boobs?
Them before, honey.
Stop
you missed it.
ask any question and her boobs can answer.
People, I just want you to know that I'm completely opposed to this.
Well, it's a shame you're not really sitting in on editing this week.
Oh, really?
You are going to?
Is she going to ask her the question?
Oh, okay. Her question is... you know, Bree's at this conference right now in Boston, and it's, you know, to help her get a job. It's sort of like a job placement kind of conference. She's asking, will she get a job from this conference?
Ask again later. Why is your boob the magic eight
yeah,
ball?
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah, that's weird.
The boob said ask again later. I think it's like a magic eight ball. We're not really sure why.
Hi, Bree.
Disco says And then burped at you.
It's kind of like being in the Let It Be documentary.
Yes, yes. We're looking forward to that as well. Can I give you a call a little later, honey?
I wake up, she
yeah,
calls
probably like
my 10
name.
Minutes
or something like
that. Oh, yo,
okay, I will.
Go.
I like how smart my boobs are.
Okay.
I just don't like the way they sound. I think you should all make
right,
them
baby,
sound
I love
prettier.
You. All right.
So, okay, I have bye. Nothing to do with this.
All right, so we're back. So...
So anyway,
okay. So where were we? We were answering Lena's questions about the stimulus package, or
yes.
Chloe's boobs were. Yeah. So Lefty was.
Well, basically, since being a black boob as I am,
my boob is not black.
Yes, it is. I know myself better than you do. I give myself exams every month. And by the way, when grabs me, I don't like that.
Okay, I think the segment is over.
I really hate it. I really hate it when sucks on my nipple.
Okay.
But yes, the stimulus package is not very good. George Bush is a moron.
Wow. You know what? Thank you, Chloe's boobs, that for coming excellent. On the show. Wow.
I'm so glad this is never happening again.
I now want to start every show with Ask Chloe's Boobs.
Well, you know what? It's time to get to news, people.
Hello, everyone. This is Boris Nashtov Luxnach and his son, Mikolai. Say hello to the people.
Hello, Father. I am playing the accordion for you and for the America and for Britney Spears.
Be quiet, my small monkey. We are here today to talk about our horsehair wigs that we have created to make your beautiful American superstars like Chloe Jones.
I did it again.
Every wig is made from the head of 15 different horses, which we sever immediately upon shaving and put in wood chipper.
What you gonna do with all that junk?
So please, don't let these horses' lives go in vain, as we have slain thousands to make hair for your Tom Cruise.
Peace out, America.
You know what? We were going to go to the news, but...
But during the break...
Tim started this really wild conversation. I think we should finish it right now.
Yeah.
Now, Tim met a Romanian girl who doesn't make hair.
Right. Unlike all other Romanians.
Right.
It could be a lie.
She's got hair.
She doesn't make
wigs. Oh, no. The Romanians definitely have hair. They just also create it a lot.
Yeah, they make wigs.
Yeah,
that's weave, Chloe buys her weaves them, from there. Yeah. So now, what are you saying? You met this girl.
Yes.
Okay. And you do you like her a lot?
I like her.
Yeah. Okay. But she doesn't believe in God.
No, not the Romania chick.
Oh, okay.
The chick from Connecticut.
The chick from Connecticut.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you seeing a chick from Connecticut currently?
Tim is so afraid that you are gonna. His spot is being blown up all over. The
is place. He? Oh, am I blowing up your spot?
I'm fucked. I won't get fucked just anymore.
Tell him about the, just don't tell him about the show. Or did you already tell him you were going to be on the show?
Kind of, but it's okay. But anyway, it is what it is, and this is it.
Okay, so
yeah, I have been seeing this one from Connecticut. Yes.
Right, and she's the godless person.
She don't believe in God, and it just freaks me out.
Now, why does that freak you out?
Because I really don't know if I believe in God or not.
So what does that have to do? I'm trying to figure out, what does that have to do with her?
Because if you get in a relationship with someone.
Right.
Which I'm looking for a relationship, ladies. I have kids. I teach my kids to pray.
And, right.
And we pray at night. We say our blessing over mm-hmm. dinner. And
now you do this. This is a ritual you do with your kids at every day at dinner time.
Yes.
Okay.
And if I forget to do it, I'm very well reminded to do it. Daddy, okay. You forgot to pray.
So do you feel that she just wouldn't be setting a good example for your children if she doesn't believe in God?
Right.
And I think if I want to make sure I heard you correctly, you're not sure if you believe in God.
Right.
But you're teaching your kids to believe in God.
I'm not going to take that away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, hope and faith is important. I'll say that.
I mean, you can read the Bible, I can read the Bible, and we'll come up with two different things.
Right, but you know you're not having your kids read the Bible. You're having them pray, and it's a family ritual. You're sitting around the table, you're praying, but you're concerned that this Connecticut woman might not pray.
I know she doesn't. She doesn't believe in any gods.
I believe in the paths as gods.
Oh. Now, okay, now the Romanian woman that you're liking.
Hello, Tim.
I love the way she talks to me.
Tim, I want to make a sweet, sweet red, white, and blue love to you. He's a big American stud.
And I go right in there. Welcome to Delta. We'll be flying at 15,000 feet
today. Oh, that gets my panties soaked.
She's a Romanian stewardess?
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes.
Please use the devices that fall from the ceiling.
How do you say?
It is not a feeding tube. You use it to breathe. You use your seat for flotation device, or in my country, dinner table.
Wait until you meet this girl, man.
Now, what does she look like? Tell us what she looks like.
Blonde, brown eyes, high cheekbones, full lips.
Is she okay? Does she believe in God?
5'9", very much so.
Wow.
And
are you hoping she will help you believe in God more?
I think I believe.
You think you believe? Because I think I believe. Right.
But then again, you never know. Do you believe?
Tim, I would like you to see my lord.
Your what? Your lord?
My lord. I want you to get on your knees and pray to my lord.
Put your nose in my lord.
I don't believe in the Bible at all. But I believe there's pretty stories in it. Like if there was a Jesus, maybe he was like the spirit of revolution.
Well, you ask him when they say, "Well, Jesus was just some guy, man."
I don't think he was the son of God. That I don't believe.
You don't believe? Yeah, miracles.
I mean the Jews. You know, we just believe he was a dude. You know, I mean,
of course they killed Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
That should be noted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to our world in peril, because I'm kind of excited about
that. Tim is complaining that he's fucked now, because we blew up his spot, so it's a good time to get to the news.
It's time for Our World in Peril, featuring our speech-impaired producer, Chloe Jones. Brought to you by FINL News, covering the apocalypse as it happens.
It's the
It's Chloe Jones and her all-knowing boobies.
They're really smart. They're really smart. They're full of wisdom.
In Oklahoma, a woman was arrested for sending her 4-year-old daughter to school drunk.
What? Awesome.
Yeah. She fell asleep with an open can of beer within reach of the daughter.
She goes to school and she's Tom Waits.
It'd be awesome if she puked.
To the United States of America.
And so the power for which is... I think there's something wrong with Christy. Wow, I can't even believe that.
2 + 2 = 400.
Wow.
God, sorry.
It's okay.
So what happened to the mother?
She was arrested.
Good.
Formal charges have not been filed against her, but
I'll make some right now. You're formally an asshole.
Seriously, like she fell asleep with an open can of beer.
Yeah.
And almost the can was almost full. And the little girl drank at least 8 ounces of beer. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
this tastes like applesauce.
Wow.
They don't have very good applesauce in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the bombing?
She's going to grow up like a typical Oklahoman.
Oklahoman?
Yeah. Those are people from Oklahoma.
What are those typical people?
Oklahoman. Ew. Those are people from Oklahoma. They're Oklahomians.
What do they grow up as?
Is that what you call them, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oklahomians.
I don't know if that's right.
I'm making it up. Of course it's not right.
Yeah, I think it's Oklahomans.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on.
This is something that's making the nerds of the world weep.
What's up?
The creator, one of the co-creators of Dungeons & Dragons, died this week.
Aww.
Malcazar!
He spent the last week of his life with a -11 constitution. You know his grave shaped like a 12-sided dice. That poor bastard.
He was buried in a crystal prism.
His eulogy was read by an orc.
Oh, good guy.
Oh, poor bastard. What's the next story? I don't care how he died. No. I don't care about the details.
Wait, did he die playing the game or like a fireball hit him or something?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He rolled a double 2.
Wait. Are you being serious? Like he actually died from playing the game?
No.
Oh.
No. See, you're supposed to be reporting the news objectively.
Thank you.
What are you, CNN?
What are you, Fox News?
Mm.
So there was a recent study that showed that monkeys pay for sex.
Wow! Now we're talking.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, part of their mating ritual.
Do they pay in bananas?
I give you 2 banana, you blow me.
Yo, bitch, unpeel this.
Now what happens? They pay in grooming.
They pay in grooming, and that's awesome. There's a lot of women available, there's less grooming time. With the man has more options to get laid faster, he's going to spend less time on you.
Dude, that's the shit.
Mm-hmm. You hear that, stewardesses from Romania?
If you could go up to a chick at a bar and just start de-licing her,
that's awesome.
That'd be fucking awesome. Like, ooh, your hair.
And if she sucks, you just throw your poop at her.
Yep.
Oh.
Call me. Sorry, that was gross. I astound myself with my own immaturity sometimes. Yeah. What's the next story?
Give her a big shit stash.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I want to play a clip for you guys, okay? This is part of an interview. I'm not sure who's answering the question first. I'm just going to play a clip of it. But it was Hillary Clinton's top 3 advisors. being asked a very direct question. And I'm just going to play you one of them kind of, well, you'll hear it.
Hey, it's John Dickerson from Slate. What foreign policy moment would you point us to in Hillary's career where she's been tested by crisis?
One Mississippi.
Two Mississippi.
Three Mississippi.
Four Mississippi.
Well, you know, I think that, as she says, she has been tested, you know, throughout her life in so many matters. I think that she
thank you for answering again, your complete sentences.
Experience and the strength that people see through her work on the Armed Services Committee.
Yeah, I see through her stuff.
And her work on extensively the military
she
matters.
Saw
I think it was a moment
when she sat behind the desk
when she was in China
and wrote stuff on paper
And said women's rights are human rights.
She gave a speech.
She gave a speech. Exactly.
The kind of,
those were words.
The kind of wisdom that it takes to know when
she was trying
to
what's the word she criticized?
Basic
like?
Elements.
Inspire.
basic elements under difficult circumstances.
Basic elements under difficult circumstances. What does that mean?
It's not even real words.
Now, as the interview goes on, I'm not going to play the whole thing because the sound quality blows.
Anymore, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all three of her top advisors trying to peddle in and out of this answer. And the question was, can you give us a specific moment when she was tested in a crisis?
Dude, basic elements. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, God.
That was... Oh, my God. That dude,
I hit
that
this
just,
button by mistake.
You know what? That dude just infiltrated our firewall.
It was absolutely appropriate.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I just wanted to share that little moment with you in light of the news that's been going on back and forth.
Yeah, all right. Well, wow, I'm kind of speechless. What's the next story you have, Miss Jones?
I wanted to actually talk about what you guys think of the fact that Florida and Michigan now want to do a recount.
This makes me angry.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
It, you know, first of all, when they decided unilaterally that they would hold their caucuses? Yeah, when they were going to hold their caucuses.
No, I'm wrong.
No. Primaries.
Were they both primaries or one a caucus?
I believe that they were both primaries.
Primaries, okay.
Well,
when they
essentially decided unilaterally to do it before they were scheduled.
Break the rules.
Yeah.
Break the rules. You know, I mean...
Rules are rules.
Yeah, rules are rules. And at that point in time, all the candidates left. Like, they said, fuck it, I'm not doing this. Like, they don't need to campaign in that area. So Hillary ended up being one of the only candidates who campaigned in both areas, and
she
won.
She didn't campaign, but what she did do was sort of show up on the night that the Florida vote came in and then presented it as if it were a victory.
Right. Well, I mean, it was my understanding that she put at least more effort than any of the other candidates into both of those areas.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Right. So, you know, yeah, she won them by, you know, default, if you will. But yeah, I mean, it pisses me off because you broke the rules. You did it too early. The fucking campaign, or excuse me, the Democratic National Party is telling you,
yeah,
you can't do that.
Now they're trying to come up with a solution, like if
who
pays for it.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be seated at all.
And you know what? Florida, one of the governors, I think Charlie Crist, I think that's that guy's name.
Yeah.
He was trying to indicate that, you know, Florida doesn't have the budget, which would be like around $18 million.
I don't think it's fair to penalize the voters, though, because who's going to pay for that? The taxpayers.
Well, right. I mean, number one, the whole state is in crisis. I mean, you know, you've got universities that don't even have, you know, money at this point for the basic things.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it is unfair to the voters, but at the same time, you know, the Democratic Party told them not to do it, and they did it anyway.
And if the Florida voters – let me say one thing because I want to be in and out of this.
Yeah.
If the voters are so angry about it, they shouldn't be – because I've seen them holding signs, you know what, if you don't count my vote once, I'm not going to vote again or some stupid shit like that. Blame your leaders.
Right.
It was them who got you into this mess.
Yeah,
it wasn't
agreed.
The DNC, nor was it the candidates for that matter. And right. I'm not just saying this because Hillary was in the lead in both of those.
Well, but you know what? I think that's immaterial. I think, you know, bottom line is no matter who won it, they don't count. It's been ruled upon. What more is there to say? Too fucking bad. You should not have broken the rules.
I agree, but
it is over 5 million votes.
Hey, you know what? I understand completely.
I mean, I'm not a big fan because, you know, Hillary won, but if they did a whole entire new primary with new votes. Like, who knows what would happen? Because what they're saying is millions of voters...
This isn't about what would happen. This is about broken rules.
No, I understand, because you're essentially taking the side of the voters and the people who are, you know, frustrated because they feel disenfranchised and they didn't get their vote counted. I understand that.
So maybe they should vote their leaders out if they're so into voting.
Right.
But here's the thing is they, because it was established beforehand that it wasn't going to be counted, millions of voters have now said that they purposely didn't vote because they knew it wasn't going to be counted.
Right. Well, right. I mean, you know what, though? But we've got what? We have voters who did vote who are mad. We have voters who didn't vote who are mad. Whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't go back and fix that problem because, hey, you broke the rules. Why should you be, you know, why should this be changed around?
Yeah,
why
right.
are they so indignant?
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
it's
what we
too
think.
Fucking bad. You made a decision. You went against your own party's rules. Cry more.
Right. However, if both candidates agreed to pay for it themselves,
yes.
I'm into a do-over.
Yes. Right. I would agree with that.
So that's what we think. What's the next story, Chloe Jones? Fucking right. Florida. I don't forget your dimpled chads.
You know what, Florida, you're the reason George Bush is in office. Go fuck yourself.
Right.
But I like your orange juice.
Stop crying, you land of citrus and hate.
And your Cuban food. I love it. It's delicious.
There's a group of three men in Brooklyn that have now started their own Ghostbusters.
That's sad, I probably
That's don't. Awesome. You were friends with them as a
yeah,
child.
I'm friends with them now. It's Anthony. I'll tell you right now, it's Anthony. They're all members of Black Pig.
Well, for $20 an hour,
wow,
the group of self-proclaimed paranormal investigators
uh-huh.
will go to your house yeah. and help chase away whatever goes bump in the night.
Hey, get out of here. Hey, you know what? Hey, you know, I hear you, Anthony. Is that you banging over there? No, that was the ghost. Hey, yeah, you need to get out of here right now. Hang on one sec. You get that hot dog for me, Anthony? I'm really hungry over here.
Hey, Joey, listen, we got to go out there. We got to get this fucking ghost. He's going boo all over the fucking place. He's wearing my grandmother's designer sheets.
You got to be shitting
my
me.
My grandmother's designer
that
sheets.
That is ridiculous.
The balls on that fucking poltergeist.
Oh, my God. He's like Rick Ramat. He's like Rick Moranis doing 15 of those Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I got your gatekeeper right here. Oh.
Hey. Wow.
They have a video camera and a homemade Ouija board.
Nice.
And made this out of, you know, the surfboard I had when I was surfing on Staten Island over there on the trash. I used to trash surf. And, you know, yeah, so I made it into a Ouija board with the Hebrew letters because the ancient Hebrews are the key to the ghost keepers.
So what happened was your mother was sucking my dick and that shit. She was all crying because I was pulling her hair. She was all wee, 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 wee. And then I thought she was mad because I hit her in the back, but it turns out she heard a noise. So we had to call the fucking Ghostbusters over there. They came right away. 1-800-GHOSTBUSTERS over there.
I think they had my track suits. All right, what else? Another story.
What are the chances of, you know...
Very small.
It being a suicide if a man is found dead in a hot tub in a hotel room having his face duct taped?
Let's ask Drew Peterson.
I didn't do that. I don't know what you're talking about over there. He drowned with tape on his face. He was clearly trying to use it as an exfoliant and got into the tub. And, you know, that's what happens.
He tried to make his skin nice and clean, pimple-free.
He was using the Noxzema clean strip made by Scotch.
Well, there was a 52-year-old man found dead in a Best Western in Brooklyn.
Whoa.
Who had an incredible gambling problem.
Right. Oh, yeah. I wonder what happened.
But law
yeah.
enforcement has ruled it a suicide, even though there was no suicide
note. Are you kidding
note.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
So
I'm far enough away where I can say that Genevieve's family have bought law enforcement decades ago.
let's play the detectives for a second.
Bring it, Genevieve.
Disco, let's play the detectives.
I didn't
on the
mean
case.
That. By the way, my name is Roger. Go ahead. my name is Tim. I kid, Tim. I
whoa,
kid.
Whoa.
Dirty looks from Mr. Powell.
All right, so let's act this out for a second. Yeah, looks like got a dead body there. What do you think? What do you think, Morris?
Well, Sergeant, let me take a look at it. Let's see. It's got duct tape around the mouth there. Clearly looks like he was exfoliating with a big Biore strip.
Look at his T-zone. That shit's really clean. He clearly does it a lot.
Wow, his face is so fresh and clean.
Yeah.
I wonder if his breath is minty.
He was probably getting ready for bed, and then he decided to go to the hot tub. You brush your teeth, you clean strips, and then, you know, you
he
go
really
into a hot tub.
Himself. You see the way that bar of Dove is shoved up his anus.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to get lickety clean.
Yeah, this is clearly a suicide.
Yeah, that's what we're going to rule this. And, you know, here's that stack of 50s I owe you.
Thanks.
Forget about it.
A 5-year-old.
We should have started in Copland. Doug and Rob. And...
Does it make you miss Brooklyn at all?
The no.
Stupidity?
No. No. Especially now that I know that Anthony's out there in the Ghostbusters. Yeah. Oh, boy.
A 5-year-old Czech boy stole his parents' car and drove around for hours in the middle of the night until he crashed into a house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Where did this happen?
He knew how to drive in the
Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Czechoslovakia. Aww.
You know, lyrics used to be illegal there.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, song lyrics used to be illegal there.
And then what happened?
The Václav Havel started the Velvet Revolution and overtook the Czech Republic.
The it's music true. Is illegal in our country.
It was, though. It really was.
I didn't know that.
Sad, yeah.
Actually, when I grew up, there was a Czech family right next to us. Her name was Jana Leek. She was 5.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The whole family's name was...
the Monolik family lived next door.
Hello, older Jana Leek. It is young... Yeah,
his daughter's name was Jana Leek.
I'd play Lou Reed and they'd cover their ears thinking they'd come and get arrested.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think they were here on a visa, very slim. I think they got deported.
Yeah.
They're probably dead now.
They make wigs now.
Yeah. They make your wigs.
That's our news.
All right.
All right, good. Hey, news.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right, well, you know what? I just want to say, before we move on to the next segment, that it's time to catch up, or get the audience caught up, if you will, with our war with Bob Rosenberg.
Let's do it.
Okay. Bob Rosenberg, Chloe, has he agreed to be on the show yet?
Bob Rosenberg is ignoring me.
Okay.
Now, I've heard a rumor that Bob has refused to be our MySpace friends.
Yes.
Yes.
And that he actually deleted the person who
told
informed, us about
informed, yeah, our... Mm-hmm. our will to power deep throat. Yeah. We will not give his name.
Yeah.
Yes. It is true. She's mouthing. Is that true?
Yeah.
It's true.
It is true. Yeah.
Yes. He deleted him from MySpace.
That is a...
He's
a crafty fucking Jew.
Well, so he went and listened to the show, heard about the war, and was like, fuck you.
I don't know.
He might have went to MySpace pages, saw the comments that My Little Mole left on there, and maybe. So that's the theory. Either way, the war is not over. And I'm going to tell you why.
We're going to do a surge.
It's going to be a McCain-esque in scale.
Yeah.
Which means I'm going to flip-flop a lot on the way there. But I mean physically, like I'm going to flop like a fish.
Right.
And that's going to be joy that overtakes me as Tim to Power
is coming
gets armed.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And then when the Tim to Power video was made and the Tim to Power song is made,
we're going to plaster his MySpace page full of it. Because you know what we'll do? Because on this guy's MySpace page, he's got all these hot chicks, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll make friend him as hot chicks.
No.
Yeah, we'll turn them out.
Oh, well, that'd be nice. Fanning. Yeah. No, you weren't thinking fourth dimensionally. Let me help you. Let me help you think fourth dimensionally. Ready? We make a fake MySpace page with a hot chick as our photo, and then we're like, "Oh, we really like you. You're really hot. Wheel of Power, or whatever the fuck the name is." You know.
I used to blow donkeys to your music.
Oh yeah, totally.
That's cool.
And then we get to be his friend, and then. Bam! We put the video on his page. But like,
right.
Yeah. You're an evil genius.
I know.
Yes, Mr. Bigglesworth.
Yes.
It's like a dirty Trojan horse.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we should just keep doing that. Like, all we have to do is make like 10 MySpace accounts, and you know what?
We're in.
I know.
So that's the current status. We'll let you know.
We'll keep you updated as things progress.
As we go on this week. Okay. Yeah. But it's time now to get to the return
of Dirty Rotten
Gossip. Give us the gossip, Chloe. Tell us now.
This is gonna kill your mood.
What is it?
Patrick Swayze has been diagnosed with prostate cancer?
That's hot.
No, I'm sorry, with pancreatic cancer.
That's karma for Roadhouse.
That's not really hot at all.
And they've given him, well, there's two different stories. The one version is that he's only got 5 weeks to live.
Wow, that's really short.
That's a shame. That's
Are
terrible.
You laughing hysterically at the fact that Patrick Swayze's going to die?
No, we're not doing that. We're just using our sexy voices talking about Patrick
Swayze. That's right.
Swayze
what you mean? Because it's dirty. Go ahead. What's your next dirty story?
Hit me with a book.
Donkey punch my foot.
I feel really uncomfortable. Hulk Hogan has been having an affair with his daughter's best friend.
Oh my God. That's wait, fucking disgusting.
Is this before the divorce?
It was going on
this is dirty.
When privately the family was talking about splitting up, but no papers were
wow.
filed.
Wow.
Because yeah, one of her friends would be like 19.
No, no, no. She's yeah. actually 33.
Wow. Oh, wait, what daughter's 33? I thought that young
girl. No, the friend is 33.
The friend is actually 33.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Yeah, girl.
Because that was going to be really hot.
Wow. He met her at the circus.
He's like, hey, brother.
He actually puts her up in a Miami apartment.
You want to play with the Hulkster?
That's so foul. I'll
let you touch my...
That's so nasty. Hulk Hogan, what's wrong
I'll
with
you? I'll let you touch my mean Gene Okerlund I've got in my pants.
Oh, boy.
But he's putting her up in a Miami apartment.
Good, wow. good for him. He's divorced now. Yeah, he can do it, yeah.
Get some play.
Good for him.
Well, I don't know.
That's you don't know what?
I don't know if that's good. It's like his daughter's best friend. I whatever. Think that's so
what?
Crazy.
You know what? He's keeping so it in what? The family. That's.
It's not about the age. It's about...
Oh, that she knows the daughter. Oh, who cares?
Who cares? That just means she's a better person.
Yeah. Right.
What's the next story?
So you know how Brittany and Adnan have broken up.
What's his name?
Adnan.
Who the fuck is that?
That's Brittany's boyfriend for a while. He was like that enabler boyfriend.
She had a boyfriend? Wait, was he that guy who looked like a producer or something like that?
He was like
he gave her drugs, right?
And he was complete fucking...
Yeah, what about... Okay.
They apparently broke up like a day or two ago, but he's already been caught.
No, I'm confused.
He was caught on a reality show.
Really?
Wasn't he?
Yeah. I don't know if any... I don't think you guys watch it. I love Make Me a Supermodel.
Never seen it.
I love it on Bravo. I actually even vote
that's
for the Supermodel.
That's because Chloe Jones is a gay man.
I am.
Aww.
So one of the one of the models on the show has a girlfriend out in L.A. who has now been accused of cheating
on
him with Brittany's kind of ex-boyfriend.
I'm limp right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question.
Cold and wet.
Gross. How does she have... I mean, I thought she was in like a psychiatric ward or something. How did
she checked herself out like 2 days after. Like, yeah. Was there a week?
How did she check herself out?
Don't sleep because Brittany moves quickly in the night.
Yeah.
She's like a mongoose.
She's an adult. She could do a choice. She wasn't
a wacky mongoose.
Yeah, she was an adult who looked crazy as fuck.
Yeah, but she wasn't hurting anybody. Like,
herself.
Actually, like a hybrid between a mongoose and a, and a hyena. If I had to really think about it.
I'm just saying, I think she'd probably take care of herself better if she were, you know, having someone else help.
Therapy?
Yeah.
I agree.
Because I don't think she's doing so hot right now.
Yeah. No. Poor Brittany.
Could you imagine being Britney Spears' therapist?
My head hurt. It just started hurting.
Let's imagine that. Let's imagine that.
Okay. Could I be Britney?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, may I call you Britney?
Yes, you may.
Now, Britney,
I'm chewing my gum.
Yeah, I know. You know, a lot of people are concerned about you, Brittany. How do you feel about yourself?
I feel y'all just crazy. You stop following me around. Kevin, give me the kids.
No, Brittany, Kevin's actually not here in the room. So
yeah,
who
he's
are you
right.
Talking
I can
to?
See him. He's right there.
No, Brittany, he's not.
Oh.
So
you
tell me
you want to play with you want to play horsey?
Not really.
Oh. Okay.
So tell me about your kids, Brittany.
They're very sweet and very nice little Sean Preston.
No.
He likes to pick his nose sometimes. I keep telling him it's going to bleed. You keep doing that.
Now, do you help him to stop doing that, or do you just talk
to him? No, I pick the other nostril, and then I show him that, you know, if you do it too hard, it starts to bleed. And I pick one nostril, he picks the other nostril. My side always, it hurts him a little more than his side. That's how you got to teach them, kids.
Now, tell me about your mother.
That fucking cunt. I hate that bitch.
Now, I'm sensing some aggression.
No, she's not. She's not aggressive at all.
No. I'm sensing aggression from you, Brittany.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Actually, aggression means...
That's a big word.
Yeah, I know. It's multisyllabic. It actually means that you're...
what
using...
Arabs have to do with anything?
I'm afraid this session's over.
Yes, that's pretty much how it goes down.
Yeah, I agree. It's like you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're documentarians.
All right, who thinks Amy Winehouse needs some help?
I think she needs to die.
Oh, no.
No. This is serious business. I think Whitney...
Whitney? Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Whitney
now. Let's touch on that.
I think Whitney's a very talented woman. You know what? I hate the one Amy Winehouse story. She's so talented. And it's just sad.
Hey, actually, Bobby, get Bobby. Story. We need to go to the Bobby. Sorry, I had to go there.
Yeah.
All right, so talk to me about Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse was high in a restaurant this week or last week.
Right. Didn't she put a cigarette on her face?
Yeah, her friend like dared her to put a cigarette on her face, and she did. And now like she's got an infection all over her face because she put a fucking cigarette out.
Was the cigarette contagious with something? Like, did it have, you know, Patrick Swayze cancer on it?
Oh.
I'm just asking questions. I don't know why you treat me with such judgment.
Yeah, I'm disgusted with you.
Yeah.
Suck it, Patrick. Sorry, I don't like Patrick Swayze.
You Dirty Dancing.
I don't like. Not liked a single Patrick Swayze movie in my life.
Actually, the only thing I ever enjoyed with Patrick Swayze in it was when
Roadhouse.
He was no, it wasn't a movie he did. It was when he was on Saturday Night Live with Chris Farley and the Chippendales. Oh, yeah, that was the best thing he ever did.
Yep, I agree.
I think you both wept during Ghost. That's what I think.
I kind of masturbated to that part where they were like holding each other and like playing with the clay pot. You know,
you touched yourself to that.
Uh-huh, yeah,
I touched myself when he died in that movie. Like I'm gonna in real life. I'm a bastard.
All right. So is there any more gossip? Patrick or is that it?
That's it.
That's all we
got.
That's
all Yay! See, in real life, we fucking hate gossip.
Yep.
But you guys demand it so much.
You know what? We caved.
Yeah, we caved to you.
How do you like that?
We sold out.
Your demands were met.
We're like David Bowie.
You held us hostage.
It's out of love for the listeners.
It is out of love. Absolutely. We do love our listeners.
We love you.
Yeah.
So
slave driver.
Well, I think that's about it. That we're gonna wrap up, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, who? Let's see. I'm gonna look on my list here.
Okay.
What's going on next week on the show?
Well, next week we're gonna have Tora, correct?
Yeah, Tora Sutana is coming back next week.
We need questions.
We need questions, people.
Yeah, people come in and ask your questions of Tora Sutana.
Ask anything.
Dirty.
And, well, Chloe says dirty. I say
no.
Anything.
Actually, Tora said. Dirty.
Oh, Tora did say dirty.
Tora wants them as dirty as possible.
Yeah. So
and also Bree Danger's
Bree
coming
Danger
on the show
will be
next
in
week.
The studio.
Yay.
She'll come and by and say
awesome.
Hi.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Very nice.
We're not going to be disgusted by that at all.
Mm-mm.
Please don't fuck in the studio.
Yeah.
Please.
We'll try not to make sweet love in
She's
front of you.
She's putting her seat that way.
No way.
No, you're not sitting next to each other. You're
not. Yeah,
no way. I want to hold hands when we do it.
No. You know that scene in Stand By Me when the one guy vomits and then the other guy vomits? That's what will happen.
Chain vomiting
mm-hmm. will happen if the two of you sit next to each other.
Okay, really quick before we wrap up, I have to mention that in our last contest, we were giving away a signed copy, signed by us, even though we had nothing to do with the,
right.
with the prize at all, of In It to Win It on DVD.
Which we still haven't mailed yet.
No,
sorry,
no, listen.
Oh.
The winner doesn't want the prize.
She's too good for the prize.
She doesn't want it. She was like, no, she caught it on like the Disney Channel or something. She was like, please do not send me that.
So you know what? First person who emails us and wants it, we'll give it to you.
But in the meantime, we're running late. So just please visit foodisnotlove.com and we'll see you next week. Yay!
Bye!
Bye-bye.